It was by the Peking Palace Chinese takeaway that he heard the girly shrieking. He felt sick when he realised who it was. He slipped into the dark entrance of the boarded-up shop next door, swallowed hard, and waited. High heels clicked on the pavement. The chips he'd had for tea churned inside him. He was going to throw up any minute. Then a girl, whose voice froze his heart, said, "Juicy bones today. He had Jim Jam sticking out from underneath his ankle swing as he's asking for it, Anybrook." "Yeah, Mads, we'll have him, won't we?" The heels stopped outside. He wanted the shop to swallow him up. He heard the snap of a bubblegum bubble bursting, and he looked up and saw his two worst enemies silhouetted in the moonlight. Twins, Madison and Brooke Badley, were so close he could smell their body spray. His watch said 11:23 p.m. 4 minutes. Just 4 minutes. Both girls, tall and thin, in skinny jeans, teetered on killer heels. They chewed like cows chewing grass, then blew big, pink, sticky bubbles at each other. Dougie watched them grow and burst. He was trapped. First, it was just a tickle hovering in his throat. He swallowed hard, but he couldn't keep it there. The tickle turned into an itch, then a scratch, clawing to get out. Dougie held his breath and gripped both hands over his face until his fingernails dug into his cheeks. He couldn't hold it any longer. A muffled cough escaped through his hand and out into Sapling Parade. Madison and Brooke turned together and squinted at Dougie like teenage Terminators.